Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Charlie Darley, Chairman of the Ungreenan Sheep Shearers Association. The big countdown is on to the Lynch Brothers All-Ireland and International Sheep Shearing Championships, which will be held on the Greenan Estate this coming weekend. And Charlie, first of all, a huge number of competitors will be taking part, and something in the region of 2,200 sheep will be sheared.
That's correct, yeah, 2,200. 1,100 each day. You've got the All-Ireland competitors within Ireland competing on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday, then you've got the international event where there'll be over the world shearing, plus the Six Nations competition as well. There's people coming from New Zealand, Australia. I had a phone call actually from two guys from the Falkland Islands looking for accommodation. So there's guys coming from there as well. And like I say, the Six Nations as well. You have six different countries. You have Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales and France. The first time actually it's the six nations. Last time round it was only five nations, but France have joined up this time. So I suppose we're a wee bit like the rugby now. So we're, you know. No. But the top three shears from each country will be competing against that, so that will be an interesting competition.
Now, I suppose a lot of people who haven't been at championships before would have a rough idea of what goes on, but give us an idea of the actual nature of the competition and what it entails for the competitors.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's down to three things, really. It's down to speed, how well you shear, and not having no cuts at all on it. So it's not just speed alone. Your deducted points, there'll be judges standing with each year and they'll be marking them on wool left on or cut. And they will be there all the time. So you're judged on that, and you'll have, let's say, three or, depending on if it's junior, intermediate, senior, you could have maybe three sheep this year, four, five or six, and you shear them as fast as you can without leaving too much behind or cuts like that.
And it's done over a number of rounds. Do you know your score pretty much immediately, or the results?
It takes a wee while to tally up, but you'd know probably an hour after how you're doing. You'll know if you're fastest, all right, that'll know right away. But after that, it takes a while. It doesn't mean to say you're fastest, that you're actually the winner.
Yeah. You know? And I suppose, like in so many disciplines, the guys at the very top, I mean, the margin of error, the difference between being the champion and finishing second can be very, very narrow.
Very narrow indeed. And it can be very exciting when that international open there, or the Six Nations, you know, when they're all really top-class years. Like, and, you know, hopefully if the Donegal crowd gets behind the Irish guys, you know, it gives them a boost as well, like, which is a help. But it can be really tight, all right. But, you know, you have to hold your nerve as well. It's just, you know, that time, sometimes this year can get carried away with the speed, and then he would maybe make a mistake or two, you know, so you have to be steady as well, you know.
And the actual sheep involved, what type? Is it a particular breed always in this competition and other ones, or does it vary?
Yeah, well, it has to be dry hoggets all the time, because they're the most even. Like, if you had 3 or 4 year old ewes, like, you know, as shears would know, you get a bad sheep and a good sheep, you know, easy shear. So to make it as fair as possible, it all has to be all dry hoggets, you know, and then it's as even as it can be, you know. It's the fairest way of doing it.
In terms of Donegal participants, are there many involved?
Yeah, I would say we'll have about, it could be up to a dozen anyway, I'd say, you know. Well, actually, there'll be six from any, where there's an Inishowen competition as well. Because we're Inishowen, we like to have an Inishowen, so there's six competitors from Inishowen as well. So there will be at least 12 from Donegal. And, you know, you've got Ivan Scott and even Mark McGee there from Rifo there, very top cheer. So the rest of us now, we're up against it, really, like, with them, with the two guys.
And just to put this in context, compared with other championships in Ireland and Britain, just how big an event is this?
Well, it's an international event. You know, I suppose the nearest would be the ploughing championship sort of thing. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be on that scale, but it's as close as, certainly the biggest event would be in Donegal since the last time we held it. There wouldn't have been anything as big since, you know, but There's an awful lot of organizing on it, and you know, there's a committee of 14 there, and we're going steady since Christmas, working at it. But it's all coming to head now, and it's coming fairly well, you know.
And of course, there is the whole spin-off of it. Let's just, I mean, the agricultural show side of things. There's going to be plenty of stands.
There's will be over about 100 stands at the minute, you know, and even there's a few ones still coming in. Anything from tractors, you know, to jewellery inside, to, you know, quads, the whole works. And the good thing about this as well is, you know, a lot of smaller stands are inside now. Hopefully the weather will stay good, but if not, there's a lot of this is in concrete. You know, it's a very big farm. Like, you know, it's like a, as far as acres wise, I would say it's the biggest farm in Donegal, if not Ireland. And there's a huge yard here, and it's all under contract. So even if it is a wet day, it won't be a problem. And there's a lot of stands. You know, I'd say 80 of the stands is inside. You know, but hopefully the weather will be good, and it won't be a problem.
Now, there's going to be a great opportunity for local producers, be it arts and crafts, artisan food, to have their produce on display, and there'll be a lot of visitors there maybe seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. We have, we've actually Brian McDermott, the No Salt Chef, he's coming. He's actually a local guy, he's originally from Burt, and he's displaying on the Saturday and the Sunday. He's doing cooking demonstrations. And then in that shed along with them, there's another 12, 14 local producers producing local food, displaying their wares, you know, which is good to see as well, you know.
And in terms of the numbers that you're expecting, something in the region of 15,000, I'm told?
Well, we had an excess of 15,000 last year. Suppose that's the target, really. And, you know, I would say it's looking good. Everybody, I don't think there's anybody in Donegal doesn't know what's on, so... I would say we will definitely hit that target, if not more, you know. But there's loads of, the good thing about this farm, like, there's loads of space. We have a 100-acre field for car parking, so if we even quadruple it, it'll be grand, you know. Like and the good thing as well is even though it's wet today, the ground surface is grand, and you know, it won't be a problem driving through, you know, and it's all free parking. And it's no problem at all for people getting, you'll be able to get off the main road, no problem, straight into the field, and, you know, it's a great location that way.
And worth pointing out that it really is a good day out for all the family, something there for everybody.
Yeah, it's not just the shearing, you know, we have the fun fair event there, there's actually the sheepdog trial as well, and there'll be, you know, up in 80 competitors at that as well, so that in its own is a competition. We've got a guy from Donegal Town there. He's got a rally car simulator, so if anybody's into the rallying, you know, it's a good thing to have. We have the bar there. We have entertainment all day for 2 days. We have a rodeo bull there. We've actually got a helicopter coming. They're going to do helicopter rides, falcon display. There's a pet farm as well there for the young ones if they want to. You know, maybe some people haven't been to farms. You know, they can see up close the different animals. There's plenty there to see.
Back to the actual competition itself, the shearing gets underway 8 o'clock on Saturday morning?
8 o'clock Saturday morning to about 6 o'clock. You know, when you have 1,100 sheep every day to shear now, you want to keep at it. Like, so that's the 2 days on the 6 o'clock. Now, as well, just when I remember on the Friday night and the Saturday night as well, we've got Mike Denver coming on the Friday night and Jim Devine on the Saturday night as well. So there's something... you know, for the night entertainment as well. So if you're into the country and western music, and that's on the big, we have a big shed there, and it's under concrete as well, and there's a bar and all in there. So it's a different atmosphere. Last time we had it, we had Jimmy Buckley in it, and now we had a jam packed, and we had a great night of it. So we did, you know. So I would say it'll be the same this time around, you know.
And of course, it's good not just for Burt, but all of Inishowen and Donegal. It's bringing money into the local economy, and there'll be visitors who may be coming for the first time, and let's hope that they enjoy themselves.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. It's we're actually booked up in all the hotels and B&Bs all around the place. So, I mean, as you say, it's good money spinner to have all the money coming into to the local community. It's all a help. That's what it's all about. And there's a great community spirit here, you know, I'm down in the yard here at the minute, and there's all the locals are helping in, everybody's chipping in, helping out, you know, And you know, we're proud of the fact that we've got this this international event here, and you know, we want to make a good job. We want to make a success of it, so it should prove good, all right.
And finally, Charlie, just having held one before, no doubt you've learned from the first time and are able to improve on maybe aspects that needed improving on from the last time, and it's a learning curve.
Oh, it's definitely a learning curve. I don't know whether it's better than not knowing or knowing, because you begin to realize, God, that was all the work that's gone into it. But it's enjoyable, and because of the committee is going so well now, it's definitely going well, you know, and everybody's putting their full might into it, and definitely will be a success. Like, because last time around, we know the pitfalls, and we have it well organized this time, and we're ready to go. Although it was a great success last time, you know, but we're hoping to top it this time around as well.
And let's not forget the all the local businesses and people who have dipped their hands into their pockets and sponsored and helped you in any way at all.
It's very much appreciated. You know, especially the Lynch brothers there, you know, that stepped up to market. It's great to see a local business company, you know, supporting such an international event. You know, like normally it would be an international company, but the local guy he stood up. And as you say, all the local marts and co-ops and different businesses that chipped in, it's great to see it, all right.
And being an international event, there will be media exposure with the winners and how the foreign teams get on in many different countries.
Oh, it will be, yeah. Yeah, there's two different TV crews coming here. There's loads of different things. I'm doing interviews every day here. And it's good. It's good now, you know. It's good to see it.
Charlie Doherty there, the chairman of the Ongreenan Sheep Shearing Association. And before we go, a look at the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers of €4.15 to €4.20 a kilo. Heifers making €4.25 to €4.30 a kilo. U-grade bulls, €4.20 a kilo. And R-grade cows, €3.90 a kilo. Sheep prices, hoggets up to 23.5 kilos, €5 a kilo. Spring lamb up to 21 kilos, €5.60 a kilo. And ewes, €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another programme. Time has beaten us once again. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.